Hey everybody, Adam Stott here. Thanks for checking out my podcast, Business Growth Secrets. You're absolutely in the right place. This podcast is going to reveal to you all of the secrets that you've been looking to discover that are going to allow you to cure your cash flow problems, attain more clients, bring in more leads for your business, and create systems and processes that give you the growth that you want. You are going to discover the business growth secrets you have been looking for that I've used to sell over £50 million worth of products and services on social media and help clients everywhere to grow their businesses on demand. So let's get started on the Business Growth Secrets podcast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another success story where we have Joe Botang from Robo Cleaning me right now, who's a great guy, making so much progress. Been here together at the 3-day Done For You branded retreat, where Joe is seeing lots of media exposure. He's won an award, which is very well deserved, for innovation, with some of the innovation that he's had in his services. Been a great guy. We had some great chats in the spa, getting to know you more, getting to know where you're at. You've had a great business that you've been running now for a number of years, and you're really looking at what can you do to take that to the next level. So I wanted to welcome you on, Joe. How's it been for you, buddy? Yeah, like, what's it been like?
Thank you so much, Adam, for that introduction. Yeah, it's been great. I've been to several programs like this, but this stands out as special. And I want your audience to know that this is a good place to be. And I'm so happy that they can also make that leap.
Yeah, no, we'd love having you. And I think one of the things that we really like about what we've done here is getting to know people more. Absolutely. I mean, it's given us an opportunity to, in a very small environment, to get to know people really well and see where they're at. And I've learned quite a bit about your business, which in a normal event, I probably wouldn't have been able to do, you know, and I think that's really good. So tell us about your business. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing, where you're at? It'd be great to hear.
Oh, wonderful. My business is in the cleaning industry. And we found a need for people that are renting houses, tenants for that matter, landlords and letting agents. We realized there's a gap there. The people were losing their rent deposit, and others, like landlords, are not prepared, or they've invested to get a tenant in and they come in, the place is not an immaculate situation. So we've been doing that to support tenants, letting agents, and landlords.
Absolutely. And I know that you love your business. You've been doing it for quite a while now. Sure. What was it like when you started out? Did you have some struggles? What was your mindset like? Where were you at the beginning?
I really did, because my background is not actually in business. So I just, after losing or becoming redundant, I just took this opportunity to fill in the gap in the industry. And I didn't realize that I needed to know how to manage cleaners, and I didn't know how to even market, you know. And I struggled through all these things, even to the extent that there was a time we had only a small van. Not a van, it's a car. And all cleaners with all our tools were inside. And we got so embarrassing that when we pop out in a client's place, we all popping out of that small vehicle. But then we learned out very quickly. We invested in a large van, which has taken us. Yeah, we've learned a lot in terms of business foundations and putting things right. So it's been a struggle, but we've come far.
And what are some of the skills? There's a lot of people that watch that are business owners. They might have challenges. They might even be considering starting. Yeah. You've obviously took this business to a multi-six-figure business. Yeah. You've done it along the way with the ups and downs, learning from your mistakes. You're at the point now where you've invested in yourself. You're getting mentoring. You're getting coaching. And the outlook is bright. Mm. But what are some of the skills that you feel that business owners really need to learn and wake up to quickly in order to succeed?
Well, I think for every business person, you need to have your fundamentals in place. Like, you need to know have skills in marketing, have skills in even the strategy that you're going into the market with.
Yeah.
And also sales, none of us like it, but you need to hone in.
Yeah.
And people pay you for your skills. So you need to...
I love that.
Yeah, you need to be...
developing them.
Yeah, developing those skills.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I love that. And people do pay you for your skills. And the more skillful you are, the more you get paid, of course.
Absolutely.
And your business has been growing. You've seen some great results while you've been here.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been in this environment. Yeah. A lot of fun to have around. You had a big smile on your face.
Oh, you've really enjoyed it,
right? What's it been like, you know, for you to sort of go through this experience?
Yeah.
As an established business owner, how have you felt?
Yeah, normally it's a great thing to have people around you, because it's a lonely place as a business owner or entrepreneur. So when you are in the midst of people, you get feedback from even your thoughts and other things that you want to implement. And you guys have been so great. You help us out, no judgment. So it's amazing. It's amazing to be here.
Yeah. Well, we've really enjoyed having you here and seeing you grow, and I'm really excited about, obviously, your future growth. I think you've got a lot of things that you can accomplish, and I feel that we'll really help you get this business growing even more, which is going to be awesome. So, you know, business owners that are listening, what fears would they have to overcome in order to create more success in their lives? From your experience, what would you say? Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of limiting fears that we
beliefs we do have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one that stands out with me is sometimes it's difficult to kind of go out. But one thing I've learned over the years is that wherever you have fear, you need to face it head on. And normally you come out, wherever you have the fear, you come out better. And also you overcome whatever that has been scaring you. But one thing is you need to ask for help rather than staying because of fear. You stay in that position and it doesn't help.
Yeah. Asking for help, really important. Yeah. And absolutely breaking through that fear, super important. You know, while you've been here, is there a member of the team or someone that's helped you specifically? You know, anyone that you feel's had a big impact on you while you've been here?
Oh, yeah. Almost everyone. I can talk of Ross. I've been learning a lot from Ben lately.
Yeah, Ben's great,
Adam, you've been amazing. In fact, what happened in the pool was exactly what I needed to turn things around and move in the right direction.
Yeah.
And you came in. That's a lot. In fact, to be able to be part of this, it was from what I saw from you, the charisma, the the quality of the things that you were showing out there on YouTube and other places. Yeah. I thought, yes, if I can have that, then I will be successful.
And no doubt you're going to achieve some great things. Yeah. Where can people go and see about your business, Joe? Maybe there's some people that are landlords on here and that want to go and check you out. You're a great guy to do business with.
Absolutely.
You pride yourself on doing a great job. So where can people connect with you?
Yeah, if they want to contact me, they can do that on with our email info. At robocleaningservices.co.uk.
R-O-B-O.
Yes,
R-O-B-O.
R-O-B-O. One word.
robocleaningservices.co.uk. So info at robocleaningservices.co.uk. Well, look, very excited about your future, Joe. You've been a pleasure to have here, mate. Had a smile on your face. Integrated with a whole team really well and just can't wait to see what you achieve over the coming year.
Thank you.
You know, thanks for coming on, sharing your experience, and it's going to be awesome to see you thrive from here, my man.
Absolutely.
So a big thank you from me to you.
Thank you so much.
It's been amazing.
I appreciate it.
Hey everybody, Adam here, and I hope you loved today's episode. Hope you thought it was fabulous. And if you did, I'd like to ask you a small favour. Could you jump over and go and give the podcast a review? Of course, I'll be super grateful if that is a 5-star review. We're putting our all into this podcast for you, delivering you the content, giving you the secrets. And if you've enjoyed it, please go and give us a review and talk about what your favourite episode is, perhaps. every single month, I select someone from that review list to come to one of my exclusive Academy days and have lunch with me on the day, meeting hundreds of my clients. So if you want that to be you, then you're going to be in with a shout if you go and give us a review on iTunes. Please, of course, do remember to subscribe so you can get all the up-to-date episodes. Peace and love, and I'll see you very, very soon. Thank you.